Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on sound baths, sound concerts. And also, it's really about what makes a great concert or sound bath, and especially when people are channeling. So we're going to be showing some events where people are really in the zone. And our intention is that we may all be in the zone when we do events, or all the time, right? That's all. Before we get started, let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. Let me share my screen. So we've got actually, we just finished our sound healing conference, and we've got free playback until tomorrow, and then it's only $97 if you wanted to actually get the videos of the Sound and Emotions Conference. And that's at globesoundhealingconference.com/emotions, globesoundhealingconference.com/emotions. We also have an open house here at the Institute in Sausalito, just north of San Francisco, Sunday, May 15th. Which is 2 weeks from tomorrow. And we go through how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and we get really high. Just we play sounds and put people on the sound table and do a lot of heart-opening meditations. Then we've got our summer intensive coming up, June 7th to the 17th, 10 to 9:30 every day. It's half of the certificate program, and you don't have to do the whole certificate. You could just come for the intensive if you want. And that would be like, I think it's like $1,700. And then the full full certificate is $2,600. So you do the rest online. You can start that anytime now or after the intensive, June 7th to the 17th. We do have lodging, somewhat lodging, where you can stay at the Institute. We don't have any beds, but we have futons and sleeping bags. And you can also, we have a kitchen there, but we don't have any showers, right? But you could go to a gym or, you know, just find a place like Airbnb. And so you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Call me 415-777-2486. Or if you go to globerecording.com, you'll see all the details of all our programs for sound healing. And we also have our certificate online, which starts just about every week. The next start time is May 7th. And it's all, again, all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Physically for pain or disease. Spiritually for getting really high and blissed out. Emotionally for releasing stuck emotions and changing negative beliefs. And then mentally for brainwave entrainment and binaural beats and the way different rhythms affect and sounds affect the brain. We have over a dozen instructors, so you get a really unique perspective, and it works really well online. I mean, if you can't make it, it's not bad at all. It's really, people are learning a lot and learning how to do treatments, learning how to do sound baths, learning how to do workshops, and learning how to heal themselves. Right. We also have a recording program. We have the date set August 9th. We're going to start that online. That's how to use Pro Tools or any digital audio workstation to record, mix, and produce. It's really, really excellent. I wrote the number one selling books in the world in audio recording and in sound healing. So I have a unique perspective on how it all works. Also, I've learned so much from my students, you know, over the last 20 years creating sound healing projects. It's like, whoa, that's cool. Try that. Right? So then we have the voice analysis software. You can get a treatment for $85 where we find exactly what's wrong, what's missing in your voice, and give you a CD download to actually get those frequencies back in your voice. Really effective. And we sell the software. The software is $888. The next training is June 18th. And if you purchase by June 4th, there's a little studying to be done. You can join the next training. And you can use that software online. You can do treatments over or assessments over the phone. You could do it over Zoom, and it works really well. So it's a cool thing to add to your practice. Okay. We also have on our site, soundhealingcenter.com. We have four main companies: the Globe Institute, where we have all the classes; the store, where we have over 300 products, sound healing CDs, books, my book, A Complete Guide to Sound Healing. We've got crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, alchemy bowls, all types of technologies, sound lounges, sound tables, and all types of things to resonate you into bliss. Right? We have the Sound Therapy Center, where we not only do the voice analysis, but we also do, we find your home note, where you're at rest, and give you binaural beats in delta, theta, alpha, and beta to entrain you into sleep and creativity and clarity and learning and overcoming ADD for thinking. Right. So you can find that in the Sound Therapy Center. Then we have our Research Foundation, where we have all the clinical papers, over 400 clinical papers you can search through. And then we've got also articles and videos, and we have over 500 student papers that are really, really cool, actually. And then we also have a database where you can actually find a practitioner. And then we got the Medical Sound Association, where we have detailed treatment plans for all types of things. And if you wanted to join, we have monthly meet or bi-monthly meetings. And tomorrow we're having a meeting online from 10 to 1 Pacific time on schizophrenia. What else are we doing? We're also doing adrenals and thyroid and one other thing, but I forget. And we develop treatment plans. We've got over 600 doctors and sound therapists. And if you want to join tomorrow, just email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com or go to the medicalsoundassociation.com, and you can find the contact form, and then we'll send you the link for tomorrow's free session, right? And then we've got the Sound Education Association at soundeducationcenter.com. Also, vibeacademy.live is where we actually have our classes for the kids. We're doing another series of 3 to 6 year olds starting end of June. And so you can find the information there. And also, there's over 500 treatments or exercises you can download for kids from 3 months all the way up to 18 years. Really detailed, all based on the science on brain development. So that's at soundeducationcenter.com. There's links to everything at soundhealingcenter.com. So check it out, and or call me or email me, david@soundhealingcenter.com, 415-777-2486. Okay. So, I've been to a lot of sound baths. I've been to a lot of concerts, and we have students every semester do a round of little concerts as well. And some of them are pretty cool, right? And some are off the charts, right? Where it's just like, what is going on? The room is filled with white light. It's just, and oh, so-and-so's cancer is gone. Oh my God, there's no more pain, right? Or, oh my God, I just got clarity on this problem, and I see what I want to do for the rest of my life. Right? I mean, it's really quite amazing what happens in a sound bath if the energy is right. The whole deal is the energy. We teach, of course, detailed information on how to do treatments and how to do sound baths. And we also practice them at the school as well. And there's a lot of information on, how to choose instruments for different issues, how to design the sound bath where you can actually have a good flow. Because the obvious thing, the most main thing, is to not have anything that's shocking, right? Or have big breaks, right? Where they're moving from one instrument to another, you know, to have it go as smoothly as possible, right? So, but still, it's the energy that the people bring to it that makes it the most incredible. So what I wanted to do is play some sound baths and some music, actually, where people are totally in the zone. I want to start with Deva Munay, who, she's outdoors, so maybe not as in the zone as normally, but she's very focused and very cool. So check it out and see if and feel this energy of Deva Munay, right, who's actually graduated from our degree program, right? So let's see, let me go find it here. Nope. Oh, here she is. Okay, enjoy this.
Aloha, my name is Deva Munay, and I am the founder of Sacred Sound and Wonder in Big Sur, California.
Fast forward.
Not only the for depression, anxiety, grief, and sorrow, it really helps to elevate our energy, and it's a very uplifting. It has lithium, which is one of the antidepressant minerals of the earth, and palladium helps to bring a sense of guardianship and that constant friend, that constant companionship, and a sense of playfulness that we don't have to take ourselves so seriously. So it really helps to bring through play, which we could all probably use a little bit more of. And then there is an ebony aura gold, bringing through abundance of happiness and joy and well-being, an abundance of self-worth. And the tesseract salt is our next bowl. So these two are balancing the shadow and the light. And all in line, the Shishimunadi, like a DNA coil. There's so much magic in this. Real wisdom.
Here we go.
Just lie down to receive the healing of the bowls and many blessings to all of you.
Thank you. cool, huh? Well, now let me play Jamie Lou, which is really quite different. I mean, she's inside. I mean, when you're outside, I think it's harder to really hold the space, but it's nice to play with the birdies, right? And really be present with them. But check out what Jamie Lou is doing here, energy-wise. There's something else going on. So check this out. Okay, I'm going to come back to Jamie Lou and probably finish up with her. But, you know, there's two things that you can do. One is hold an intention with 100% focus. Love for the planet. Love for every being on the planet. You know, healing anger, healing anxiety, healing depression, you know, just creating joy, whatever the intention is, or compassion for all those that are suffering. Whatever the intention is, hold an intention with 100% focus, and that can create a zone, right? But then there's a lot of people like Jamie Lou that channel, right? And the question is, how do you get to a point where you can channel and bring in these higher energies? Well, there's a couple of ways. One is to just ask for these higher beings to help, because they're kind of bored and they can't do anything until you ask. You know, like Doreen Virtue says, you know, the angels up there, archangels and angels, they're just waiting for someone to ask because they can't do anything. They're bored to death. It's just so when you ask, they help, right? And you can ask different archangels, ascended masters, positive aliens, right? Or ancestors, or just go straight to source, right? And just ask. But then some people actually have a direct relationship with these higher beings, and they actually work with them and call them in. I've now been calling in the Hathors whenever I do sessions, and it's so cool to actually have this energy in the room helping, right? Again, it's just asking, but to be able to develop this relationship, the best way I can say, the best thing I can say is to go to a place of peace and stillness more and more and more, because when you're at peace, then there's more of a chance that you'll get some extra help, because they can't really connect with you when you're scattered or jumping all around, right? So do sound, do whatever you do to go to a place of peace and stillness and make that the norm, right? And that's really one of the largest parts of what we do, because everything we do in sound healing is about peace, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Peace and stillness and groundedness. We get high sometimes, but mostly stillness, right? Going to a place of stillness. Right. So I'll come back to Jamie Lou here. I want to play a couple of YouTube videos, which will probably get cut off in the recording. Let's see, but there's some really cool ones here. Okay. So let's see. So here's Gennady Chinko, Katachinko, I think it is, and he is totally channeling, totally bringing in some higher energy. This is like Georgia's Got Talent over in Russia, and it's really interesting to look at the panelists here when he's doing his song. This is only a couple minutes. Check out the energy behind this. I mean, what makes people cry when they're listening to something like this? Right? There was like a bunch of people crying there. It's like tears almost come to my eyes, right? It's something about bringing you into a higher perspective of source. It's really an interesting thing what people, some people can do, right? Oops. Okay. I've got another one I want to play for you. And this one is really interesting because this woman is just singing a normal song, right? But there is something else going on, right? I mean, even if you watch closely, there's this little kid, like a little 4 or 5 year old, that's like even like just mouth open, right? And it's quite interesting to watch because it's like there's definitely some, like some entity has taken over this woman, right? Because it's not a normal song, right? So check this out. I don't even know this woman's name, but it's incredible. It was on The Voice.
Сильна пісня.
Так, клас. Strangers are coming. They come to your house. They kill you all and say they're not guilty. Not guilty. First in mind, humanity cries. You think you're a ghost, but everyone dies. Don't swallow my soul. Our souls.
Oh my God, right? I mean, something else going on, right? I mean, there's definitely something else going on. It's interesting. It's passion, but it's also, it's like compassion, right? There's this energy of deep compassion and love behind it. And it's empowering, and it's just accessing higher energies. I mean, again, people crying, right? Tears coming to my eyes, right? Watching that. It's just like, right? It's really interesting to be able to access these higher energies, right? And just go for it. Large part of it is simply going to peace But to also, what was I going to say? To just access this higher energy, to actually go into the energy of it. I have to come back on that one. So it's really, if you think of the energy of anything, to embody the energy of whatever you're doing completely, right? Now, Tom Kenyon actually goes to a whole nother place. I'll play him in a second. I want to play someone else first, though. So, Tom Kenyon totally channels, but I want to play another voice here. And this is Buku Gunbercht. And actually, I contacted him. He's going to be in our next Sound Healing Conference in November. And this is a little different energy because it's not like he's channeling a higher being, but his energy is just so peaceful and still. I know what I wanted to say before. The main thing is service. No ego. 100% service to accessing love, higher energies, whatever you're accessing. It's all about service and not doing a performance, not trying to be cool, right? Which means not even smiling in the middle of when you do something cool. It's just a matter of complete service. It's like the Native American drummer that's playing the mother drum. Boom, 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 boom. There is not a single bit of energy about making it a cool song, right? It's all about service to the earth, to source, and to humanity, right? So this guy is totally in the zone and also does throat singing. So check this out. Again, check out the panelists' mouths hanging open. Right? Let's see. I wonder if I'm sharing my screen still. Okay. Nope, I'm not. I'm glad I remembered. Okay. Share screen. Okay, check this out. Buku. On the voice. Again, notice the consistency of the energy. Yeah. something about the purity that makes us cry, huh? Something about the purity. Tom Kenyon completely channels whenever he does sound healings. I'll find him here. Let's see. Again. And Tom actually channels all different types of beings. Right? And again, to my account, where is login? I didn't have this one quite ready. Let's see. So, let's see. And now, not finding the login for this one. Maybe I'll just skip it. Okay, let's see. Let me try one more time here. There we go. Okay. Okay. I'll just play a short little clip here of Tom Kenyon. And then we'll go back to Jamie Lowe. Here we go. Okay, let me share my screen again. Sorry for the little blip there, but I didn't think to play this one. And now we're ready.
What I want to do is to take us into the first sound session.
Okay,
to start
forward.
Is the movement into the mystery of Nut. And we're going to do it by traveling through the stars.
Okay, here we go.
No.
So I just thought to do a little live sound for you. Not for you. Together. Right? Okay. So let's set the intention to bring love into your heart to send out to everybody on the planet right now. Listening now, we form a coherent, resonant field of love that circles the whole planet. Now, call in the Hathors. These beings from ancient Egypt, actually from Venus, that were out in society in ancient Egypt. We call them in now to come through. Highest good, join us now. So it is. And so it is. And so it is. May we all be more and more able to embody complete source and spirit and bring it forth in all of your work, all of your creative time, all of your offerings to the planet. And may we all ultimately end up in the zone all the time. Hold that energy for the rest of the afternoon and evening, the rest of the weekend. In the zone, connected to Earth and Source through the whole week, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes. Thanks for listening, and take care.